Swimming Upstream. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Star Wars. Rating mature. Relationship Dogma Kit Fisto. Also tagged for flirting, undercover as a prostitute, humor, pranks and practical jokes, fluff, and hurt comfort. Recorded for Cantarina for ITPE 2021. Well, Kit says lightly, this does seem to be a predicament, doesn't it? Pressed right up against him, gauntlets digging bruises into his almost bare hips, Dogma squeezes his eyes tightly shut. I'm going to kill my whole squad, he says, perfectly certain and resigned to it. Kit snorts, trying to shift back, but there isn't any room to do more than wriggle. It makes him wonder, a little, how Rex's squad expected Dogma to do anything. Which was clearly the purpose when they shoved him in here. They wouldn't have hired Kit otherwise. Not that they knew they hired Kit, but the implication behind arranging for someone of his purported profession to be here is rather obvious. If it's any consolation, he says with amusement. I'm rather certain that Captain Rex, at least, would have aborted the plan if he knew he was hiring an undercover Jedi. Dogma groans, grip tightening on Kit's hips. It drags a small sound from Kit's throat, and instantly Dogma twitches back as much as he can and lets go. It's not much space, barely a handful of centimeters, but it's something. Sorry, sir, he says. And in the glow from the one strip of lighting above their heads, Kit can see that Dogma's whole face is red, flushed, and he looks miserable. Softening, Kit reaches out, touches his cheek. Dogma, he says lightly, you had no way of knowing this would happen. Dogma's fists clenched on the top of a crate. No, he says. And there's a threat of anger to it, sullen and dark. But they wanted to humiliate me. Kit chuckles. They wanted to give you something nice, he says, and manages to find the edge of the shelf behind him and pulls himself up to give Dogma a little more room. And if I were what they thought I was, I would be delighted to show you a very good time indeed. When Dogma's head snaps up, shock spreading over his face, Kit winks at him and leans back. He's supposed to be following rumors of Maul's path, but this mission is slow, and a night to help a trooper like Dogma is a night well spent. I would be even as myself, of course, but only if that was something you desired. Dogma opens his mouth, closes it, then swallows hard. The drag of his gaze follows the spread of Kit's markings down over his shoulders, across his hips, beneath the scrap of cloth and fishnet that's all Kit's wearing. One of the reasons, Kit assumes, that Fives and Jesse didn't recognize him when they hustled him into the storage closet just ahead of Dogma. Me? Dogma asks finally, and raises his eyes again, holding Kit's gaze. You. Kit agrees, smiling, and means it. I admire your drive to do what's right, and your loyalty, and your perseverance. All good traits. And you're handsome as well. Dogma flushes, dull red, but steels himself, reaches out. When a hand slides up the inside of his thigh, Kit tips his head back against the wall with a pleased sound. It's enough to make Dogma a little bolder, and he steps closer, between Kit's knees, looks up again, meeting his eyes, and says, I should help you preserve your cover story. Keep General Skywalker and the rest of Torrent from finding out you're here. If they don't hear anything, they might get suspicious. Kit chuckles, leaning forward and looping his arms around Dogma's neck. Do you think you can make me loud, Dogma? He asks, letting his tentacles curl around Dogma's biceps, slide down his chest. Dogma's breath catches, and he suddenly reaches up, gets a hold of a handful of Kit's tentacles, and pulls. Kit jerks. He might whimper. It's rather hard to tell. That sounds like a challenge, sir, he says, low, and Kit shivers, grabs his shoulders, tugs him in. It makes Dogma flush even darker, but his eyes are intent as he slides his fingertips under Kit's shorts, slides them across sensitive skin. It most certainly is, Kit agrees breathlessly, and drags him up into a kiss. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!